And welcome back to Greenfield Central High School, Clayton Myers Field, on the campus of the Greenfield Central High School. And sad but true story tonight, the Greenfield Central Cougars lose on homecoming. They fall to the Pendleton Heights Arabians 50-0. Mike Petrie, Austin Grady here with you to describe what we saw. At the end of the first quarter, it was 0-0, but Pendleton Heights was on the move. They scored the first play of the second quarter. They end the first half up 21-0, end the third quarter 43-0, and end the fourth quarter up 50-0. This, of course, is the Koenig Equipment postgame show. Koenig Equipment, solutions for your agricultural needs. And this game summary brought to you by the J.R. Wortman Company, serving residential and commercial customers in Central Indiana for over 65 years. Again, we get a chance to look at some stats, and stats tonight not real friendly to the Cougars. Leading rusher for Greenfield Central, Spencer Johnson, 12 rushes, 40 yards gained, actually 38 yards total, as he lost two. They're register my complaints later. They show number of yards gained and then lost. So, but 12 rushes, 38 yards. He went out at halftime and did not return for the second half. Emmett Hauser had one great run of 25 yards, but finishes 99 attempts for 40 yards as well. Logan Sassinas gets some playing time, 5 rushes for 12 yards in that fourth quarter. Garrick Sluniger, a tough night, 3 completions out of 14 attempts, 2 interceptions. He finishes with 25 yards. Lance McKee caught all 3 of those completions for the 25 yards. Lance McKee and Emmett Hauser each had a punt. And that's pretty much it from the Cougars side of things. On the Arabians, Cam Early, 25 carries for 109 yards. Took a tough sledding in the first half, but he finishes the night 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. Christian Conkling called his own number 7 times, gained 30 yards and 2 touchdowns. At the end, Kirby Hess had the last touchdown for the Arabians, 4 carries. He gains 10 yards total and a touchdown. Through the air, the Arabians have it 10 of 17, 194 yards, and a touchdown. And Eli Pankole, 4 receptions, 68 yards, his longest, a 31-yard reception. Anakin Allison, 4 receptions for 93 yards and a touchdown. A lot of different options, but as we have one more duty tonight on the postgame show, that is to name our player of the game. And the player of the game brought to you by American Family Insurance, agent John Lytle, serving Hancock County and Shelby counties with offices in New Pal and Shelbyville. And a lot of different options, but where would you go as far as player of the game tonight?
I'm probably going to go with Anakin Ellison. I mean, 4 catches is what? You say 99 yards and a touchdown? What could have been 2 touchdowns and, you know, add some more yards to that.
Right.
I think he had himself a heck of a ball game.
I think that that's definitely up there in consideration. Cam Early in particular impressed me in terms of how they stayed with him. He ends up gaining 105 yards net on the night and 3 touchdowns. And Christian Conkling statistically is going to have a pretty good night. He's got two touchdowns rushing and 1 touchdown passing. So all of that said, certainly a number of different options, but with that, the American Family Insurance, John Lytle, player of the game, I'm going to go ahead and go with you. I think Anakin Allison, solid game, 4 receptions, 93 yards, and a touchdown. Also made some plays defensively, so certainly a worthy recipient of tonight's player of the game. So with that, we are going to go ahead and cut the post-game show a little bit short, as tonight the homecoming story for the Greenfield Central Cougars, as dreary as the weather outside, as they lose tonight 50-0. You've been listening to Cougar Football on Giant FM. Want to remind you, next week's game, before we break off here, next week's game is simulcast. Our sister station, Giant FM in Shelbyville, John McCrory, will be calling the action, and Jason Parker for you as the Cougars head to Shelbyville, take on Shelbyville High School at their homecoming, and certainly an opportunity. We've seen two teams that are going to be coming into that game 0-4.
Yeah, I mean, both somebody's going to win, which is good. So somebody's going to go out of there with a win. Both teams are kind of similar in the sense that it's kind of a rebuild for both teams. They're both really struggling, but one of those teams are going to walk out happy after that week.
So with that, we a chance for a win next week for both teams, and again, we will have that for you. It'll be a simulcast action on Giant FM, both stations carrying John McCrory and Jason Parker, and until 2 weeks from tonight when we will be back in a press box carrying Cougar football here on 106.3. For my analyst partner, Austin Grady, I am Mike Petrie, bidding you a fond farewell, and we will see in a couple of weeks. The story tonight, the Cougars lose 50-0. You've been listening to Greenfield Central Cougar football on Giant FM.